closet. But you never bought a single one. But you've got a lot, you've got a lot. Even if it's all been borrowed and you never had a car. Grew up with no backyard. I'm just waiting for the winter time. I can buy you something warm and say you're not alone, you're not alone. Here's the sweater, I'm better. Here's my heart to hold while you're growing old. Clean. You could take my helicopter away. Maybe we could drive your 16 wheels. You've got a lot, you've got a lot more. Cause you're closer to the ground. Cause you would hold me down. I wouldn't make a sound.
Music right there from Charlottesville, Virginia, folk rock duo, September 67. This is a brilliant band that sadly only released one album. The album is called Lucky Shoe, released back in 1996. Now, all through this episode of Girly So Groovy, we've been celebrating a variety of LGBTQ musicians and bands. And while September 67, as far as I know, does not cross into the rainbow realm, I have my own queer story about the band and how they came to me. And I'm being vulnerable here, and maybe I'm going off on a tangent, but the way I came to know September 67 was when I was younger. I was in university. I had a crush on this boy, and he was out. I was not, and he really knew my music collection and suggested I get into September 67, and he was right. And the lesson is, when a boy gives you music, you need to recognize that he also has a crush on you. And sadly and embarrassingly, in this situation, when I listened to that song, Poor Boy, I always imagined myself that I was the poor boy in that scenario. Yeah, and never really thought to try and pursue or push it. And even though I had that crush, I was closeted at the time. And I think about where he is now. I truthfully really don't remember much. I remember his name being Adam. I don't remember a last name. And this is a fact that you kind of can't forget because it's so bizarre. I remember him telling me he was a childhood model for Zeller's flyers when he was a kid. And I think he was from Montreal. But regardless, it doesn't matter. I am married now. And if my husband is listening, I am happily married now. But it's funny how sometimes music and albums come to you when they come to you through crushes and loves and former boyfriends and girlfriends. There are so many albums and music and musicians in my life that have stuck longer than any boy ever has. And September 67 just happens to be one of those bands. I told you I was going to go on a tangent, but I felt like it was LGBT related, just by nature of who I am. Before September 67, it is brand new music from Waxahachie. The new album is called Tiger's Blood. This time we heard the song Bored, and then of course Hooray for the Riff Raff kicking things off. The new album is called The Past is Still Alive. We heard the song Alibi from Hooray for the Riff Raff. In support of the new album, Hooray for the Riff Raff is on tour across North America. They have an upcoming stop in Vancouver on July 30th at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. They're opening for Norah Jones. But for our Windsor and Detroit audience, you can catch Hooray for the Riff Raff with Hannah Francis at Owl Club in Detroit on July 11th. So it should be a headlining show for Hooray for the Riff Raff. I cannot wait to see that and see Hooray for the Riff Raff live. All right, time for one last set. Earlier, we listened to a whole set of queer musicians that absolutely operate through a DIY spirit. We're going to do that again. All three of these musicians are right here from Canada. All of them, as I said before, make their way into the rainbow realm. I actually, when I said that, I made it up on the spot, and I feel like I need to trademark that. Rainbow Realm. I think it covers the LGBTQ community very well. Hey, I am part of the Rainbow Realm. But with saying that, let's dive in right now. Dinah Thorpe is an alternative singer-songwriter out of Toronto who now performs under the moniker of simply Dinah. There have been comparisons to the music that Dinah makes from everyone from Portishead to Laurie Anderson to David Bowie. That is a tall order to live up to. She has a brand new self-titled album out. Here is Dinah right now here on Girly So Groovy.
When we were on the front lines, hummingbirds followed us round like the hummingbird. We do what we can. When we were on the front lines, hummingbird followed us round like the hummingbird. We do what we can.
Thank you.
One by one, I watch them piss into the sun, saying, "Ooh, I win, now follow me."
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Music right there from Toronto non-binary singer-songwriter Avi C. Engel. They have a brand new EP out. The EP is called Too Many Souls. It was released earlier this year, back in February. We heard the song Ladybird. No, I knew I was going to do that. Ladybug, What's Wrong? In the middle, it is music from ethereal post-psych swamp rock musician Callie Horse from Toronto. The newest album is called Some Type of Electric Lagoon. We heard the song Long Fever, and then kicking off that set, it is new music from another incredible Toronto independent artist, Dinah. Her newest album is self-titled, simply Dinah. And we heard the song Hummingbird from Dinah. Well, friends, this is the end of an episode, and it is my least favorite time of the week. If you would like to stay in touch with the show all week long, know that Girly So Groovy is on social media. You can find us on Facebook. We are simply at Girly So Groovy, Girly and Groovy ending with an IE. We're also on Instagram. Find us there at GSG Radio. With those social media channels, every week I post the playlist in print, as well as provide links to bands and musicians featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page, and best of all, I will be ready and waiting for your messages. You can message me through our social media channels any requests that you would like to hear, any bands or musicians that you think deserve some Girly So Groovy radio love. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode or would like to listen again, you can also find Girly So Groovy online at mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. For the near over 2,000 followers of our Girly So Groovy Mixcloud page, for anyone and everyone listening anywhere around the world on Mixcloud, I cannot say thank you enough for discovering us. Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting proudly for 23 years in the Windsor and Detroit listening area at the University of Windsor on CJAM 99.1 FM. And now Girly So Groovy is proud to be syndicated across Canada and into the United States. Every week you can find us on your favorite community or campus station. We are in Halifax, Winnipeg, Thunder Bay, Prince George, LaGrange, Illinois, Sydney, Nova Scotia, Sudbury, Ontario, Nanaimo, Bombay, Newfoundland, St. John, New Brunswick, Burnaby, Lethbridge, Kingston, Fredericton, Sackville, New Brunswick, Kamloops, Shuswap, British Columbia, coast to coast. Girly So Groovy is here for you. I totally get it. You have so many options when it comes to the radio and internet. And again, the fact that you found Girly So Groovy just makes my heart soar. Let's wrap up this soar. I meant like S-O-A-R, not like S-O-R-E. I think you got that. Let's wrap up the full 2 hours with one last track. Let's wrap up the entire 2 hours with Calgary trans musician Ray Spoon. Their musical styles varied from country to electronic influence, indie rock and folk punk. I think to wrap up the full 2 hours, I'm going to end with something from my favorite Ray Spoon album. The album came out in 2010. It is called Love is a Hunter. I'm going to wrap up the full 2 hours with Ray Spoon with the song You Can Dance. And that is the declaration I want to leave you with all week long. You can dance. You can dance. You can dance. It's Ray Spoon here on Girly So Groovy.
Westward Music Festival is back for its sixth year of rock and concerts and is taking over the City Center Artist Lodge in the heart of Mount Pleasant on June 22nd and June 23rd. Westward is set to be both local and global, with headliners Cherry Glazer performing on the 22nd and Mick Jenkins on the 23rd. Along with the music, the artist studios at the City Center Artist Lodge will all remain open during the festival. And as the night winds down, you can find other shows spread across renowned venues such as the Fox Cabaret, Biltmore Cabaret, and Redgate Art Society, all which are conveniently within 5 blocks of the City Center Artist Lodge. Pick up tickets today at admitone.com or go to westwardfest.com for more info.